Recording is going, mics are on, timer is ready in 3, 2, 1. Hi, welcome back. I'm Nathan Scott, and in the studio with me now are three lovely ladies to talk about a program that is approaching very rapidly. In fact, it'll be beginning within the next couple of days now that school's out. That's summer reading at your local Maryland library. And the three ladies in here with me are Connie Stripmatter, the Youth and Family Engagement Manager at BCPL, Angela Knight, the System-Wide Children's Program Coordinator and Children's Service Supervisor at CCPL, and Lynn Beard, the Children's Librarian at North Carroll Library, that's in the CCPL system, as well as the team leader of the Summer Discovery Program. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So the first question that I will ask, seeing as I don't have the specific dates myself, when exactly does the Summer Reading Program start?
For many systems, the Summer Reading Program starts this coming Monday, which is June 17th? Is that June 17th? Yeah, June 17th. Mm-hmm. it'll usually start right when school lets out. Some systems have the program started already. If you go to their website, they can kind of get an early start, but the 17th is like the official launch date for many.
And so every year, because I did summer reading when I was in elementary and middle and high school, every year the summer reading program has a theme. Angela, can you perhaps tell me a little bit about what this year's theme is and how the library is tying that into the program?
Well, this year's theme is A Universe of Stories, and it is the nationwide collaborative summer reading theme. So a lot of librarians gathered together and decided that this would be the perfect year for a theme such as this, given the 50th anniversary of the Apollo landing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our programs this year are space-based programs.
So the statewide theme, and nationwide in fact, is the Apollo 11 landing, this year being the 50th anniversary of that. What are some of the specific ways in which the theme is being tied into the summer reading program?
Well, we are lucky enough to have a NASA space ambassador at our library system in Carroll County, specifically, and she's doing system-wide programs about the first moon landing. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of themed programs for preschoolers about spacecrafts and phases of the moon. We have a Sally Ride. A local historian is coming to do a personation of Sally Ride. Mm-hmm. Lynn, would you like to add in any other programs?
Sure. So the Sally Ride program is actually from a Choose Civility grant. So that's awesome that we can get that money. So, and then Nathan, you were speaking earlier about how teens are involved in our programs.
Right.
And we certainly have a large range of teen programs, different craft programs, different STEM programs, lots of technology for our teens to come into the library and experience across the summer.
And this is something I think a lot of people forget about summer reading, is that when people think about it, the association tends to be with those elementary and middle school students. But summer reading programs at the library, they extend well into adulthood. Is that correct?
Correct. Even our high schoolers in Carroll County, the high school book clubs are having a competition to see who can read more from one high school to the next. So that's pretty exciting that we get that competition. We also have middle schoolers reading and participating at the Carroll County Public Library.
So that's what's going on at Carroll County. Can you tell me a little bit what's going on in Baltimore County?
Sure. So as far as space goes, we have a lot of similar kinds of programs to Carroll County all throughout the system, all throughout the summer. A lot of space and NASA-based programs. Angie had mentioned the great partnership that we have with NASA, libraries do in general. So we were very grateful to have that this year with the theme as it is. Something special that Baltimore County is working on right now is an augmented reality story trail. So that means that each page of the story will be on a stand outside in an outdoor environment so that families can walk around and enjoy the story. It's an original story written by Kevin Sherry. He's a picture book author who's based out here in Baltimore. And it's augmented reality, which means that if you hold a device up to it, an image will pop up on your screen, and it's all space themed. And we have got all the images from NASA. So it's a really good partnership. The augmented reality group that is working on it is Balti Virtual, which is also based here in Baltimore. So that's something we're excited about, and it's going to be shared with the whole state. So no matter where you're from, you might be able to encounter it at your library.
And augmented reality, for anyone who has not come in contact with that before, you may actually have seen it and not realized it. It's the same sort of thing that's behind Pokemon Go, where you take the real world and project, in this case, something educational and fun onto it, as opposed to just a straight up game. However fun that game was. So moving back to the summer reading programs, if people would like to, sign up for these, is there any fee involved, or can they just do this for free?
Summer reading is completely free for anybody who would like to join. Just like anything that happens at the library, we're here for everybody. So you can go to your public library's website, and they will surely have information at this point up there ready for you to find out more. You can participate online for many library systems, or you go into your branch and you can pick up a game board to participate as well. So it's there for anybody, no matter what level of technology you have available to you.
So, Lynn, we mentioned at the beginning of the program that you're also the team leader for Summer Discovery. Can you tell me a little bit about what that program is and if that ties into the summer reading program at all?
Oh, absolutely. It's completely our summer reading program, just recognizing that kids learn in different ways and that there's just a complete realm of exploration that can go on in addition to your reading. So just not thinking, oh, we're just reading all fiction. There's all kinds of experiences kids can have at the library. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of opportunities to write reviews on the books they've read. Mm-hmm. So furthering that comprehension, increasing vocabulary, all that full realm of the literary experience is so important. So we just chose to go with discovery versus reading. So, and we began on June 1st, and the exciting thing for us at Carroll County is our complete partnership with the public schools. So all elementary students across our county have heard from a Carroll County public librarian about different books they can read and about our program and partnering totally with the schools. So all of admin and teachers and media specialists and ILA reading specialists are really on board with keeping children reading across the summer.
And again, these are programs that are specific to Baltimore County in the one case, Carroll County in the other, but there are programs like these at your local libraries all across the state. Angela, can you tell me a little bit about some of the partnerships that the statewide summer reading program has and what people can take advantage of?
We have a fantastic partners within our state. The Baltimore Orioles have given every library system across the state Orioles tickets to give away. For participants of the summer reading program, we raffle them off. And also the Maryland Science Center gives out tickets to all library systems across the state. So we think that's a fantastic partnership. And each of our local library systems have local partners, and we're ever so grateful for those partnerships that allow us to give things away for people who have participated in our summer programs.
And outside of the theme itself, which, as we mentioned, is nationwide, and then the partnerships with the Orioles and the Maryland Science Center, which is statewide, are there any other ways in which the Maryland library system shares resources between the libraries?
Yeah, so the within Maryland Public Libraries, we collaborate quite a bit, and we share programming ideas. Like I mentioned before, the augmented reality story trail. If one system creates something, they'll share it with another. We also will often share our marketing expertise. So when one system creates an image, it might be shared with other systems to use. So you see a lot of cohesion throughout the state, a lot of similarities. I think one that a lot of kids or really adults who grew up in Maryland remember is Sneaks the Cat. A lot of people think of Sneaks as the summer reading mascot, and that originated in Baltimore County, but it's really become the mascot for a lot of people for summer reading. So we have it's really a big celebration all throughout the state for the summer that we all share.
Which tripped me up the other day because I was in a discussion with my mother, who is getting a degree in library science, and I could have sworn that Sneaks was the mascot, and she told me it was the penguin. And I don't, Is it one or the other?
So Corky the Penguin is the mascot for the Carroll County Public Library, and Sneaks is for Baltimore County Public Library. And I think that Sneaks appears on the T-shirt that the statewide, that is statewide known.
So, you know, we've talked about the Children's Summer Reading Program in a great deal, whether that's the programs that are going on at the Carroll County Public Library specifically, or just the fact that that's the side of summer reading that most people get involved in. If a child's going through the summer reading program, can you tell me what the steps are to sign up and to move through it from the middle of June to the beginning of the next school year?
So in the majority of counties in the state, the best way to sign up will either be to just head into your branch, go to your local library and talk to the librarian. A lot of times there will be teen volunteers at those branches who can help you as well. And there you'll just ask to sign up for the summer reading program, and they will give you a game board or a reading log. Every system has a slightly different set of rules for the game, but for the most part, everyone requires some amount of reading. A lot of us say that you can attend programs as part of the challenge. You can write reviews, as Carroll County has. Baltimore County does as well. So all throughout the summer, you're reading books, you're logging the books that you're reading, you're attending programs, and you're logging the programs that you attend. And then once you've completed, you come on back in and you get your prize, which differs from system to system. In Baltimore County, the prize is that you get a book. You get to choose the book that you get to take home, and it's yours forever. And then you're also entered into raffles for either a really cool space-themed toy or a gift card if you're a teen.
And the thing that's fantastic about this as well is between the events and programs that people can attend as well as the books they can read, different people have different learning styles. So if you're stretching yourself in one area, you may also be finding yourself more comfortable in another. This can be adapted to suit anybody, and just make sure that you're learning in general, which is something that libraries have really been trying to expand outside of the idea that they're just about books. This is really about all sorts of educational resources, and there are a lot of ways in which the summer reading program can reflect that. Lynn, you mentioned prior to the interview that you've done some storytelling as one of the librarians at North Carroll. Can you tell me a little bit about how important parental involvement is to the summer reading program?
Sure. Well, maybe even grandparents. Involvement. This morning I was at the market, and a grandmother was there, and she was just saying that she hadn't taken her girls to the library when they were so young as her grandchildren are going into the library. So even just beginning from birth through preschool, just that involvement of parents socializing, and the libraries have completely changed, as she was saying this morning. You know, we're definitely a community meeting place, and people are coming in to meet other parents and just get those resources they need, whether it be literary resources or just help at school. And we're just a resource for anyone besides a depository for books. We are no longer just that. We are a place where kids get to experience technology, and parents get to learn right along with those children, because maybe you don't have the resources for alternate reality headset, you know, but the library is the place to go and experience those things.
And speaking of families who may not have the resources available, you know, this can be something as, you know, relatively extravagant as augmented reality, but it could also be something as simple as, now that school's out, there's not a, you know, readily available source to have your children fed in the middle of the day. I understand that the library has some options in place to address that as well.
Absolutely. For us, it's at the Tawnytown branch, so the children will be able to go there for lunch and experience and have that provided for them for free.
And so, at Baltimore County?
So in Baltimore County, we have 9 branches that offer free lunches every mm-hmm. day during the week, and children can come in and pick up that lunch. And we also offer programming that happens at the same time mm-hmm. so that it's not just about the lunch that they receive. It's also about the experiences and the learning that they can have at that same time.
And so, again, this is just designed especially to get people engaged, to get people involved. Hungry children have a lot harder time learning. Mm-hmm. And also just that this is a basic human need that needs to be addressed. And the library is stepping in and filling that void in that time that the school system is out for the summer. Just a fantastic outreach and a great way to get people into the library who may not otherwise go there. I know for a lot of people, you kind of think of the library as just, you know, you accept that it's there, but you may not utilize it to its, you know, its full potential impact. And summer reading is a great time to remind people that those resources are available, and not just for kids, but also for teens. You know, we mentioned earlier that the library summer reading program is something that is most associated with the elementary and middle school side of things, but this continues right into adulthood. Can you tell me a little bit about what the teen summer reading program is like?
So in Baltimore County, the teen summer reading program looks very much the same as the other age groups. And the reason why is because we know that teens want to experience and read and learn and share just as much as the younger kids. It's just it might look a little bit different for them. Mm-hmm. They can engage online if they would like to. They can do it in person when they come to the library. We have a lot of branches with a strong teen population. They show up and they spend a lot of time together there at the library because it's a safe place for them to be. Mm-hmm. We also have branches that really engage the teens in community work. So mm-hmm. they might be putting together something for a local senior home or for the Humane Society nearby or something like that. So the teens are mm-hmm. engaging not just in reading and not just in attending programs, but they're also impacting the community around them mm-hmm. During the summer, which is really exciting for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Meeting those service hour needs that teens have for graduation requirements. We see a lot of children
right.
in the library fulfilling those needs here.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, my name is Nathan Scott, and I'm speaking with three lovely ladies from the Maryland Library Systems, Carroll County and Baltimore County, respectively. Connie Stripmatter, the Youth and Family Engagement Manager at BCPL, and Angela Knight and Lynn Beard, both from the Carroll County Public Library System, dealing with various children's programs and the Summer Discovery Team Leader. So, you know, talking about the teen involvement and how they can build work hours through this, what are some of the ways that you talked a little bit about how teens may engage with libraries differently than they used to, you know, even as little as 5 years ago? What are some of the ways in which the program has changed from what people may remember from when they were at the library?
We have something called teen advisory boards mm-hmm. at the library, which are really exciting leadership opportunities for teens. They're groups of teens that come into the library, and they plan programs. They give programming ideas of things that are interesting to them. They make music recommendations, reading recommendations. They help pick out furniture mm-hmm. for the library and design aspects of the teen spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the programs that the teens have planned this summer are Harry Potter fan paloozas. Mm-hmm. They plan lock-ins, which are after-hours programs that are really, really exciting. The teens love to come into the library when the library is closed, and then they can make use of the whole space. And that's something that's really different from when I was a teenager.
Right.
And just going off of what Angie said, a lot of what's really exciting to me about the way teens interact with the library is mm-hmm. that the library has become, in many ways, a community connector. So the teens come in, and many times they're coming in to hang out. Like I said before, it's a safe space. It's a place where they can be together and sometimes play video games and eat pizza, but sometimes it's a place for them to become connected to the world around them mm-hmm. And to figure out how they fit into the world around them through that community engagement, whether it's joining a teen advisory board and planning those really exciting programs that Angie mentioned, or mm-hmm. it's doing some community service. Those are things that the library is really striving to be more a part of in the community, mm-hmm. and the summer is a time when the teens definitely jump in to do that.
And one question somewhat related to that, you mentioned the teen advisory boards. How does the library balance, on the one hand, the fact that it needs to be responsive to the needs of the community and that it needs to, you know, meet people where they are and get them the resources that they need to better themselves, but also the fact that as librarians, you may have a better idea of what's available to people. How do you use that? How do you find the balance for how to guide people to what will be most useful for them?
That's like the whole crux of libraries. You just asked a very big question there. Really, libraries are exactly that balance. You know, we are information experts. We help people find the things that they need and we respond to the questions that they have. And so really our collections are based on what we know about the community, but they're always changing. And when I say collection, I don't just mean the books on the shelves, but I also mean the programs that we offer and the spaces that we offer. So we're a constantly evolving organization and institution, really. And you can see that through the conversation today where we've been talking about technology. That's something that a lot of people would never have thought the library would be a part of, but we have virtual reality and augmented reality. We have 3D printing, and you can find that at almost every library system at this point.
Right.
There are 3D printers, and many of them offer programs about how to do that. And if you lost that tiny little handle for your cabinet, you can come to the library and 3D print it instead of going through catalogs to figure out how to order that piece. So the library has become a resource in itself. It's not just a building of resources. It's truly a community resource.
Mm-hmm.
And we balance that through just constantly listening to the community, having them come in and tell us what they need, and we figure out how we can move our resources around to fit that community need.
And this brings me to the final facet of the summer reading program, which is the adult side of things. Printing or reprinting a cabinet handle is a very adult way to use the 3D printer. I'll be printing dinosaurs, but that's just me.
D&D figures. That's kind of the main thing, I think. Dungeons & Dragons figures.
So for adults who want to get involved in summer reading, how are the rewards different? How is the program different? What does that look like?
For us, it's exactly the same program, birth to adult.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you would be reading different materials or having different experiences, but it's a great time for people who are interested in a book club and maybe they haven't tried a book club to come into the library.
Mm-hmm.
We're a time or a book-based program, so you know, it might be a little bit more difficult for an adult to finish our program, obviously, than a preschooler. But what's important also is that parent interaction, as you were asking me earlier.
Yeah.
Definitely that reading together as a family and building just that connection that kids want to read because my grown-up wants to read. And they're interested in different things. And, you know, just that excitement from a parent. But, again, summer's a great time for people who haven't maybe checked out a book club to check out a book club and, you know, just experience that through the library.
And for the part of the adults as well, this isn't just about, you know, encouraging the kids to read through the fact that you're reading. This is also being encouraged by other adults. That's one of the draws of a book club, is if you maybe have trouble motivating yourself to, you know, read a book in isolation just solely for the educational aspects of it, maybe you'll be more, you know, apt to pick something out if you know it's going to be a community experience, something that you can talk about people with and have a shared experience, the same way that you would if you were going to, you know, a movie or a concert, but because it's a book, something that will hopefully last a lot longer and potentially impact your life in a much bigger way.
Absolutely. And I had a customer the other day who said they had been in our community for a couple years, but they hadn't really met too many neighbors. And they were interested in the book club because they could express their opinions and meet people in their community. So
right.
This is that perfect opportunity.
So, you know, a lot of information about summer reading and a lot of information about all the different resources that the library has to offer. If people would like to find out more about getting involved in summer reading, whether that be the elementary, middle, teen, adult, or if they would like to find out more about libraries in general, what are some of the best ways to get in contact?
So at BCPL, you can always go to our website. It's bcpl.info, very short, very simple. Mm-hmm. And on there you can find numerous resources about the things happening this summer, as well as anything else all throughout the year whenever you go on there. If you have any specific questions, you can mm-hmm. always contact the Youth and Family Engagement Department at YFE. It's yfe@bcpl.net.
Okay. yfe@bcpl.net.
Yes.
And then what are some of the ways to get in contact with the Carroll County branch?
The best way would probably be libraries@carr.org. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in Baltimore County or Carroll County, every local library has a summer reading program, and I mm-hmm. highly suggest checking those out.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you very much for coming in and speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Nathan Scott. I've been speaking with Connie Strittmatter, Angela Knight, and Lynn Beard, all from the Baltimore or Carroll County Public Library, speaking about the summer reading programs going on for the next 3 months. Again, this will be beginning tomorrow in a lot of places. In some places, some of those programs have started already. So be sure to Google your local library to find out more. I'm Nathan Scott. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great day.